Chairman of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Reparations Committee, Government Senator Jomo Thomas said the first regional reparations conference was held in this country 1 year ago. He said, since then, they have been working assiduously on the issue as they prepare to hold the second regional reparations conference in Antigua during the month of October.
People may recall that on September 14th, we had the launch of the first regional reparations conference. Many people remember it was headlined by the legendary Bonnie Wheeler at the Victoria Park. And we had two very important days of conversation, the Monday and the Tuesday. People from all over the world came from the region, from North America, from as far away as Europe. And we met here and dealt with issues of reparations. The claim was laid out, and it was a clear claim that the former colonial masters had a case to answer. And we have been working since then. A year has gone by. A second reparations conference is coming up. It would be held in Antigua next month.
Chairman of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Reparations Committee, Government Senator Jomo Thomas. Member of the Local Reparations Committee, Curtis King, stated that the Regional Reparations Commission is currently focused on mobilizing mass support for the reparations movement and sees as its number one priority currently to educate people on the issues relating to reparations and through education to garner their support for the cause. He said the entire region has come together on this issue of reparations.
We have been striving to ensure that the campaign for reparation is not just limited to one or two Caribbean countries. We have sought over that year to have this campaign extended to the wider Caribbean. It has moved to the stage now where the leadership, so to speak, of the various reparations commissions in the different Caribbean territories, CARICOM Caribbean territories, are confident enough to put forward a 10-point agenda as, if you like, a roadmap for taking the work forward.
Mr. King said they are continuing to put the necessary measures in place to ensure that justice is served on this issue of reparations.
On the way forward, it is important to note that although we are not embarking on a confrontational approach, if you like, towards reparatory justice, we are putting in place every effort to ensure that justice is actually had, so that while we are promoting dialogue, we are also exploring the possibility of having sufficient evidence to take the issue to the law courts if dialogue does not prove to be successful.
Member of the Local Reparations Committee, Curtis King. I'm Ricardo Wilson, reporting for NBC News.